This week's Thrown Away has been sponsored by Family Lewin, the Voidan Nisun Shel Avrom Baruch Reshna and Rachel Lewin. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov.
Kof Zayin Sivan, Sunday the 17th of June, Rabbi Yisrael Simcha Shor, Avodas Chodesh Tammuz.
Yesterday, we bent Shesh Chodesh Tammuz. And by Mincha, we already started to read Parshas Korach. So we'd like to speak about Parshas Korach, Benegeah to Chodesh Tammuz as well. Chazal say, the Medrash and Parshas Toldos, Kama Be'eros Chof Aravinu Yitzchak. How many Be'eros did Yitzchak dig? The one man the Yoma says, Chamisha Kineged Chamisha Chum Shei Teure. And that man the Yoma goes ahead and he spells out the five Be'eros, how each one corresponds to one of the five Chumashim, and the fourth of the Be'eros that Yitzchak dug, the name was called Shiva. Say Chazal, why does that correspond to Sefer Bamidbar? Because Sefer Bamidbar is Mashlemes es HaTorah L'Shiva Sforim. We know the day of Rabbeinu HaKadosh Rebbe in Shabbos Kuf Tezayin that Sefer Vayhi Ben Tzoria Parshas Vayhi Ben Tzoria, although it only has Pei Hei Oisiris, is a Sefer B'Fnei Atzmai. So it comes out, there's Chotzva Amudeho Shiva, the Gemara says. There are seven Svarim. Sefer Bamidbar has one Sefer up until Vayhi Ben Tzoria. Vayhi Ben Tzoria is a small Sefer, and then starts another Sefer. The Netziv, in his Hagdoma to Chumash Bamidbar, explains that those are two different Kufas, two different eras. Chazal, in the Mishnah, they refer to this Chumash as Chumash or Chumash HaPikudim. Why is it called Chumash HaPikudim? The whole Chumash is not discussing Pikudim. Because there are two countings in this Sefer, Chazal tells us. One is the counting of Deir Yetzei Mitzrayim in Parshas Bamidbar, and in Parshas Pinchas we count La'ele Techole Ka'oretz. That's the counting of Deir Boi Ha'oretz. And they are two different Hanhogos. Deir Yetzei Mitzrayim, who are Mekabel de Torah, referred to in Chazal as the Deir Deir, they were zeichet to an extreme clarity. If there was a question, like in Parshas V'Halo Yisro, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Imdu ve'eshmo mo yitzav Hashem lachem, and they were zeichet to mon be'er anani akovayit gewaldik. That's the Deir which Chazal referred to, a Deir of Lichtigkeit. Masha Enkein, however, the second part of the Sefer says that it's Vayhi Ben Tzoria is the break-off point. And after Vayhi Ben Tzoria, there's preparation for a new tkufa, which Chazal referred to as a tkufa of Cheshech. It's darkness, Cheshech Yechase Oretz, we're going into Eretz Yisrael, and that has to be broken through the Cheshech. Ha'om ha'holchem ba'cheshech, if you work and you toil in the darkness, ro'er gadol, there's zeichet to see a big er. But you have to work. And from, says the Netziv, from Vayhi Ben Tzoria Ha'orein, starts Kuma Hashem v'yafutzu eivecho v'yonusu misanecho miponecho. The Rambam touches upon it, the Rechaim HaKadosh much more. Which Melchomis are we talking about? There were no Melchomis in the Midbar. There were nobody to fight with. And the Rechaim HaKadosh is Masbir Ba'arichus, Alpide Mekubolim, that the Midbar is not a place of Yishuv. That's the place where you have Kriches HaTumah, saturated and fortified in the Midbar, and that's the Milchama that they had to fight. Reb Tzadik HaKoyen is Marech, it says, V'aroim bris Hashem neiseya lefneyem derech shlishas yomim. Yomim has another translation as well, because the Torah says, V'yikra lekim lo'er yoim. Yom and Ur are synonymous. So it says in the Torah, there are Shleishas Yomim, of Tzadik HaKoyen says, the Ikka Milchama that Klal Yisrael had was a Milchama in Midos. Which Midos? Kina, Taiva, and Kovod. That's the Derech Shleishas Yomim, and the Aroim Bris Hashem, Neisei Elefneim, to help them with this battle. The Meila says, Reb Tzadik, it's important to understand that from Vayhi Ben Tzoria on, where we see Nisyonis of Klal Yisrael, where they fell through in Kivreis Hataiva, in Misoinenim, Miriam, Meraglim, and now comes the Kimmer from Vayikanu Vamoshe B'machane. It's all to be understood because it was a big Mohammed. There was a battle. There was Koiches of Kenege, the Koiches of Kinnataiva, the covered a strong Koiches. And they were fighting head on, not Stamazai. They were fighting head on against these Koiches. Who were the ones that were given the, to battle, to fight? Were given those who carried the Oren. Even the Soyah Oren. They were mamish in the front lines of the battle. The Toyanei Ha'Oren, those who carried the Oren. Who carried the Oren? B'nei Kahas. They are those who carried the Oren. And therefore we could understand, just saying Bekitza, that Koirach, which Chazal tell us, Mitoyanei Ha'Oren Hoyo, he was those who, from those who carried the Oren, they're not just coming to tell us that Koirach was a very special person, he was Zeicha to be from Toyanei Ha'Oren, which really is a problem, his age doesn't fit with Toyanei Ha'Oren, I'm not going into that. But Chazal say he was from Toyanei Ha'Oren, he was head on with the battle with Kina. And therefore, when you're fighting with the Koyach of Tumet, it's a little easier to understand people of such stature, how they fell through in such nisyonis, and so much so that Klal Yisrael weren't so sure which side to take over here. It was a big milchama. That was the milchama of Ayikanu Moshe B'machane, the milchama of Kina. Rashi starts off the parasha, Niskane, B'Nisiyusai, that the Iker, the main Nikuda was what took Koirach to take a side and take a stand and all the different shotim, and the Vayikach was mainly the Nikuda of Kina. Rabbeinu Bechaya tells us a Yesod, which will come in handy later, so I might as well say it now. He tells us a Yesod that whenever you have in the Torah Roshei Tevis or Sofei Tevis of the Shem Havaya L'mafreya, going backwards, and he makes a list, there are not too many, whenever you have that, it indicates Amidas Hadin, Amidas Hagvura. And he points out that in Sefer Bamid, in Parshas Bamidbar, in Pasuk Nun Aleph, I'm not going to read the Pasuk now, you'll trust me, you'll look it up later. But if you look in the Pasuk from the end of the Pasuk, the word Yumas, and you go backwards, in that Pasuk, which begins, Uvenesaya Hamishkin Yeridu Oisei Halavim, and Yakimu Oisei Halavim, you'll go backwards, you'll find twice in the same Pasuk, the Yud Kevavke backwards. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, that's an indication that Shevet Levi, Bechlolius, the whole Shevet Levi, were imbued with Midas HaGevura. They were from the Midas HaDin, and again, understanding our Pasha as well, they had a strong leaning towards the Midah of Din and judgment, which borders on the Midah of Kina. When you have a Midas HaGevura, you have to be careful already. So it helps us understand the Nefila of Koirach. He was Toyanei Ha'Oren, he was fighting a battle. Chodesh Tammuz. First of all, if you're davening in Sidurim, most Sidurim today, for some reason not all the Nusach Ashkenaz have it, but it has nothing to do with Ashkenaz and Svat. By Musaf of Reish Chodesh, by the Brocha Emtzoras, Brocha to Hashem, it says over there, a list you should be Mechaven, the Shema is, every Chodesh has a different combination of the Shem Havaya, which the Rizal was Megala to us, from which Pasuk that tziruf, that combination comes from. And from that we also could have a little bit of an indication what the Chodesh is about, and there's Arichas, Svarim, Bnei Yisosra, Rav Tzadik, there's other Svarim that have beautiful thoughts based on this. The Shem from Chodesh Tammuz, if you look, Mirtz Hashem Wednesday, is L'mafreya. Is the Shem Havaya L'mafreya. And from which Pasuk does it come out from? It says over there, it comes out from a Pasuk that Haman said, V'chol Zeh, after the V'chol, Zeh Einenu Sheveli, which is Haman's Pasuk, and that Pasuk is the strongest Pasuk of an indication of the Midas HaKinah. V'chol Zeh Einenu Sheveli, Midas HaKinah. Chazal, Agav, and Parshas Matos put together Haman and Koirach. Shnayim, it says the Chazal. who had a tremendous ashiros, but they fell in the nisayin of kina. Who were the two? Echad me umas ha'olam ve'echad me Yisrael Haman and Koyach. They state in Medrash Rabba in Matos. Al kolponim, we see that this chodesh Tammuz is a time when there's a midas hadin, there's a midas hagvura. Yesterday in the parasha we read v'hayomim yemei bikurei anovim, that those days the meraglim left on their voyage chav tes seven, so most of their traveling was in chodesh Tammuz. The Rizal says bikurei anovim, the oisius before bikurei, the oisius before anovim are the oisius samach mem aleph lamed, and that shows that it's days that are under the shlita of the samach mem. There's a midas hagavura in these days. In the Zohar HaKadosh, which the Bnei Yisrael brings in Igre Dekala in Parshas Pinchas, the Zohar HaKadosh, I believe it's in Parshas Yisrael, he points out that there's certain Chadoshim which he refers to as Yachar de Esav, that Yaakov and Esav made a chaluka, they split the Chadoshim, and Esav took three Chadoshim in the winter and three in the summer, and from his Chadoshim is Tammuz. Tammuz is from the Yarchem, the Esav. And we know that Esav is the Midas HaGvura. He's from Yitzchak, who is the Midas HaGvura to the left. And Achar B'chotichya, the Midas HaGvura, and the Midas HaKinah. We also know, just to review a little bit of Yediyah, it's not Nishkefe'elech, we know that there are four Tkufais, four seasons, and there are 12 Chadoshim. On the other hand, there are four Degolim and 12 Shvotim. And the Svarim HaKadoshim probably also comes from the Arizal mainly, that there's a correspondence. The four Tkufais are connected, correspond to the four Degolim, and the 12 Chadoshim, each Chodesh corresponds to one of the Yud Beis Shvotim, which really means that every one of the Shvotim, there weren't just 12 Shvatim, as we see from the Brachos that Yaakov gave, from all the Medroshim, Barichas, and Parshas Nosay. Every Medrash, every Shevet had its approach in Avodas Hashem. They had different Midas, and they perfected their Midas. Every one had their Tafkid. Yaakov Avinu, it says, was a Ish Tam. He had the Shlemus of all the 12 Midas. Whereas the children already took each one, Ish Asher Kibichos Soy Beirach Risom, he gave them each one of the things that he was blessed with, one of the Shlemius of the Midas. And each one of the Shvatim had a certain Mida to work on. As it says in the Svarim in this week's Parsha, again in the end, Ish Matehu, each one of the, it was Yud Beis Matos. Each one has something that's matter him, that tilts him in a certain direction. He has an etiyas halev and hanefesh to a certain direction, for the good or for the bad, and he has to work on it. That's the nekuda. Now, chedesh, we're starting a new tkufa now as well, tkufas tamuz. So it's a new tkufa and a new chedesh. Tkufas tamuz is keneged degel machne ruven. We start from, we go according to the Seder HaDegolim. First Degel was Yehuda, that was Nissan year 7. Now it's Degel Machne Reuven, is Tammuz of an Elul. Tammuz is Reuven, of is Shimon, and Elul is God. So it's a new Degel, this Tekufa. The Ramban in Parshas Bamidbar, when he explains what each Degel stands for, he says the Degel of Reuven is the Degel HaTshuva. Reuven was Isaac the Tshuva. Shimon was Nichshon Echet. He had to do Tshuva. The Ramban asks, so what's God doing in that Machne, in that Degel? And he says in his beautiful words, Yofel L'Tshuva Gevura. Tshuva needs Gevura. It's not from the easiest things. It needs Gevura. Strength of character. Sheyizgabe. Beteure the Ramban's Lashon, Sheyizgabe Beteure, Teure needs Gevura to overcome all the distractions. Sheyizgabe al Yitzroi, Viyizgabe al Midoisov. That's the Avoda, we see already a little bit of trend of the Tkufas Tammuz, is an Avoda of Tshuva. There are those who say Rosh Tevis from Tammuz is Mani, Tshuvim, and Mashmashim, Uboim. At least it fits into the Ramban that that's what this Degel is all about. It's the Degel of Tshuva. Tammuz itself, Chedish Tammuz, is Reuven's Chedish. It's the Chedish that belongs to Shevet Reuven. Let us see for a second how this fits into the pattern of the Chedish, which is really a Yachad, the Esav, has a Shaychus to Kol Zeh, Nenu Shuveli, has a Shaychus to Midas Hakina, and where does Reuven come into this? Gemara says in Maseches Berachos, Tav Zayin Amid Beis, why was he called Reuven? Besides the time that says in the past, we're not going into the Diyukim. The Gemara says that Leah said, Omra Latikra Shmei Reuven. Omra Leah said, Re'u. Everybody should look and see. Ma ben b'ni l'ben chomi. Look at the difference between my son, what he's going to be, his koiches ha-nefesh, she already saw Ruach HaKodesh, and the son of my father-in-law, the son of Yitzhak, or Esav. Esav was ikane b'Yaakov. Esav had kinna against Yaakov. And because he had that kinna against Yaakov, that's why he wanted to kill him, by Yistoim, and he ran after him, and then Yaakov had to run away. I got him some ice. V'ilu b'ni, but my son Reuven. And it says in the Morbi, the Pasuk in the Vayomim, the Pchero was taken away from Reuven, Pachas Kamayim, Alto Yisar, he lost the Pchero and he gave it to Yosef. Lui dai de lo yikani baby Yosef, the Gemara says. Not only wasn't he niskani in Yosef, he didn't have kin in Yosef, Elo rather, he tried to save his life. Vayishma Reuven v'yatzileu miyodom. That's the whole name of Reuven. So we see what we have to see, that Reuven is the tikkun of the Midas HaKinah. That's Reuven. Reuven was really nichshal. He had a shaychus to the Midas HaKinah, and he had to be misakin it. He was nichshal, pachas kamayim al toisa. Why? What did he do wrong? Rashi says, tova elbein imoy. He intervened, but he was tiveya. That's a Midas HaKinah. He stood for the jealousy, felt the strickle jealousy for his mother Leah that she's suffering. Tova elbein imoy. Pachas kamayim, that wasn't, he shouldn't have gotten involved. It also involves the Midah of Kina. From that point on, Chazal say, Reuven was Isaac b'tanisoy. Reuven was Isaac b'sakoyu b'tanisoy. He was Isaac b'tshuva. He was Isaac b'tshuva. That's what Reuven's Isaac was, to be misaking the Midas Hakina. And how was he misaking it? He intervened between Rachel and Leah. So therefore, his tikkun was by taking care of Yosef, trying to save Yosef. Yosef is Benosha Rachel. And that's his tikkun, to show that there's no kinna between the Imois, and he was misaking, he had to be misaking that Midas HaKinah. One second. After the Maisa of Reuven, which is in Parshas Vayishlach, Shver of Sukkim, Vayelech Reuven, Vayishkav, just one second. Vayelech Reuven Vayishka Vesbila Pilegesh Obev Vayishma Yisrael. Interesting thing, that's in Bereshis Lamed Hei Pasik Chav Beis. And there's a Piska Be'emtza Pasik, which is not too often. In the middle of the Pasik, there's a Parsha, there's a Hefsik. And then it says, Vayiyu V'nei Yaakov Shneim Osa. Say Chazal, Medrashim Parshas Nosei, that there was a Parsha and a Psik, as it says, Piska b'emtza posik, that Kaviyochol, because of this Maisa, Reuven was to be Nifsak, to be cut off from his Hemshech of Yankov. To be Nifsak. There's a Pasha, Piska b'emtza posik. In the middle of the posik, there's a Piska, which shows there's a Hefresh, and he's, because of this Maisa, Vayishma Yisrael, then it says, Reuven did tshuva. He did tshuva, that's why there's a Pesach over here, it says. There's an opening, because there was a Pesach medrash. There was a Pesach shel tshuva. There's a Piska, but there's a Parsha. There's an opening over here, and that opening was a Pesach shel tshuva, and he quickly started to be Isaac and Shuva. Vayiu v'nei Yaakov shneim osa. V'nei Yaakov was shneim osa. He's back. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel in his bracha for Reuven, Yechi Reuven, v'al yomos. The kid said there was a misa. What was that misa? The misa was to be cut off from Yaakov. Yaakov is Avinu is loy meis. He is the chiyus of the shvatim, and therefore there was a chiyus of misa over here. Misa doesn't mean he had to die, but he would be cut off from the chiyus of Yaakov. Ein lecha misa gedolu mizu. And Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel yechiyu uven v'al yomos. V'yehi misav mispa. Like Rashi says, he should be counted in the mispa of kodesh. In the Malbim over here, in the Malbim, besides all his other greatnesses, was also a big mekubal. In the Hagdamah to Atzus Achayim, the Malbim writes that he spent 6 months learning Kabbalah by Rabbi Zakel Zelichoyve, when I think he was only 18 years old. So he mastered Kabbalah as well. And on this pasuk, he brings from the Gure, the Kanfei Yoyne. Kanfei Yoyne is the Ramah Mipano. He quotes the Kanfei Yoyne. That because of this Maisa, Bnei Yaakov were only Shnei Masa. If not for this Maisa, Yaakov Avinu would have had 2 more children. Also he brings it from Kanfei Yoyne, and the Chasam Sofer many places refers to this. That he learned, because of the Vayel, Reuven, Vayel, Vayel, because of this Maisa, Vayel, Bnei Yaakov, Shnei Masa. That's Ephraim Omanasha later jumped in instead to be massacring that. Be'etzem, there was a pegam over here. It would have been 2 more children from that night that he disturbed. The Vayishkav would have been Ta'oimim. Rabbein Mechaya said Ephraim Omanasha were also Ta'oimim. Vayiv v'nei Yankish Shneim Osa. As we state in Malbim, Pshat and Posek. There is a very strange, we're talking about Reuven, we'll come back, we'll see why. We're talking about Reuven. There's a very strange pasuk in Parshas Miketz. Rashi already says it's strange, but it's a pasuk in the Torah, in the Imre Emes, and Parshas Miketz says a lot in there that it's on the most tamuadik epsukim. How did the Torah write such a strange zach? What does it say in Parshas Miketz? Then it's handled when the question was about sending Binyamin, Yaakov Avinu didn't want to send Binyamin. The Shvatim tried to persuade him to send Binyamin. So it says in the Pasuk, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Mem Beis Lamed Zayin. Vayoyim Reuven Elav Evleimer, Eshnei Bonai Thomas Imloi Avienu Eilecha. And Yaakov refuses. Rashi says, Torah doesn't say that Yaakov said it's a modern statement. Rashi brings Peshaita, who's a, but what kind of pshat is it? Has to have a pshat? Besides everything, what's up with Shnei Bonai? You want to say something? What's up with he picked the hat and makes sense? It's a pasuk in the Torah. Shnei Bonai Thomas. What's up with Shnei Bonai Thomas? In Loi Avienu Eilecha. What we just said from the Malbim helps a little bit at least understand why he's dealing with Shnei Bonai. Reuven, the chet from Pachas Kamayim was a meredike chet. The fee what the Malbim brings, besides everything else, 2 shvatim are missing. Yankee Bavinus could have been mamed another 2 shvatim. That's a meredike chet. We understand better why he was Isaac, with Saki with Hanisa, and this was on his consciousness the whole time. Shnei Bonai he took away from Yankee. And what's his tikkun? His tikkun was to work with Yosef and take care of Yosef b'nosh l'rochem. That's why he said, Yosef einenu, v'ani onani bo, says in all the svarim, different mahalachim, but he needed Yosef. Oid Yosef chai, Yosef is the chiyus, and from him he's going to draw the chiyus back to Yankov. He needed Yosef. If Yosef wasn't there, so then the next in line, who was m'malei m'kaymish al Yosef, says in Zayah Kodesh, called man Yosef was missing, was Binyamin. He's the next b'nosh l'rochem. So he needs Binyamin now. He needs Binyamin for his tikkun. And if he doesn't have Binyamin, he's not going to be able to be misaking the chait from Vayiv v'nei Yankiv Shneim Oso. So Memela, he said, Eshnei Bonai Thomas. You could kill my two children. Avada, he also didn't mean Thomas. He meant the same Misa that the Chiruven will Al Yomus. Two of my children will be cut off from the Hemshecht of Yankov Avinu. They'll be cut off. They won't connect to the Chiyas of Yankov Avinu. Why? It's Pashat. Because if Binyamin won't be here, Emlei Avienu Eilecha, I won't be able to be in a second that hate. And I won't be able to be a Chiruven with Al Yomus. And the Mela, Shnei Bonai Thomas, I'll have to be Masakin the Chet a different way. Shnei Bonai Thomas, you'll cut off, the two Bonim will be cut off from the Chios of Yankee Ravine. So at least, Baruch Hashem, it opens up a Shtikl Pshat, but I'll be Pshat Mamish, the Shnei Bonai Kipshutai is very good. What's very negaya to us, that over here, on this pasuk, Eshnei Banai Thomas, there is an interesting Balaturim, which will help us understand even better. And the Balaturim writes, Eshnei Banai Thomas, Beis B'Mesera. There are two places in Mesera points out, two places where the word Thomas says in Tanakh. One over here, Echad Kan, Eshnei Banai Thomas, V'idach, Thomas, V'idach, he brings another pasuk. It says in the pasuk in Iyov, Upoise, a pesi, Thomas Kina. Kina is going to kill him. Says the Balaturim, V'deirish oisei b'medrash. In the medrash they say that pasuk, Poise, Thomas Kina, who does it refer to? The Adas Koirach. It goes on Adas Koirach. The Chsivuhu Kina. By them it says Kina. By Yekanu l'moisha d'machane. Eyu dosan ve'aviram. She'omru, Eyu dosan ve'aviram. Bishvil she'om ha'shnei bonai Thomas. Niskayim b'shnei bonov dosan ve'aviram. Es shnei b'gematria dosan ve'aviram. So the Balaturim, based on the Messiah, opens up like a whole new Zach, that he even knows who the shnei bonai is. Who they are. These Shnei Bonai Adosan V'Aviram. They were in the Machloikis of Koirach, and they were involved in Vayikanu B'Moshe B'Machane. The Ikrim Lacham was against Moshe, and they were Nichshol in Kina. And on them, Reuven said, it was Niskayim Shnei Bonai Thomas. What's the title, Thomas? They were cut off from Yankov Avinu. Yankov Avinu said, Rashi brings, Seidom, B'Koholom Al Teichad Kevoidi, that in the Maisa of Koirach, it shouldn't mention Yankov Avinu's name, shouldn't be mentioned. Not by Koirach, when it says Ben Yitzhak, Ben Kehos, Ben Levi, and not by the other members of the Machloikis of Koirach, B'Ikram, Dosan, V'Aviram, B'Oin, Ben Peles, B'Nei Reuven. It stops by B'Nei Reuven. That's where it stops. If they're cut off from Yankov Avinu. They are cut off from Yankov Avinu. That's the kiyum of the Shnei Bonai Thomas. That is the kiyum. And daika in the Indian of Kina. Reuven had been attacking the Midah of Kina. That was his tafkid. Reumai ben Benile ben Chomi. Now, if they were to take the lead and be connected to Reuven, who's connected to Yankov, then They wouldn't fall into this pit of Kina. It must be they were cut off. Shnei Bonai Thomas, they weren't able to pick themselves up even to the Reuven. And let me explain. The Gemara Mesechta Sanhedrin of Kuftes, we discussed this pasuk. It says over there, V'ein ben Peles b'nei Reuven, even though it says b'nei los harabim, the Gemara says Dashin zinan Ein ben Peles. Sharo the haven, the osa tshuva. That's what the Gemara teaches. The word b'nei Reuven, haven. Reuven is ro the haven. He understood and he chaptarein and he did tshuva. He connected himself to Reuven. Reuven is the koyach tshuva in the Indian of Kina. The koyach of tshuva. He managed to connect himself to Reuven. Later it says in the pasuk. I believe we read that pasuk already. Also. Yeah, right before Sheni. Vayishlach Moshe likrei l'dosan v'la'aviram b'nei Eliyov. Vayomru loy na'ala. The Oy of Yisrael, the Abtarov, the Tzaddik brings it, and he's marchivit if somebody wants to see it beautifully. He's medayek. Here it doesn't say. What was this message? He touches like this. Moshe Rabbeinu sent to Dotson Vaviram b'nei Eliyav. You stopped by Eliyav. You didn't go up to Reuben. You should go further. Why don't you go up to Reuben? If you go up to Reuben, you'll be able to do tshuva. And you'll be able to pull yourself out of this kinnah. That's what Vayishtach Moshe Likra Dotson Vaviram. He's calling them. It's a call. It's a call of tshuva. B'nei Eliyav. It's pasna. It's b'nei Eliyav. You cut yourself off from Yankov, from Reuven. We're not going up. That's how Tachi Devi said. We're not going up to Reuven. They cut themselves off from Reuven. But Mamish, like we said, that was the B'shnei Bonai Thomas. The Isaac and the Pasha is, will they connect themselves to Yankov, to Reuven, who became back B'nei Yankov, or they're going to be in the Misa and cut off from Reuven, the tikkun of Kinna. That is the loy nala. What? I'm going to finish. Ramaisa, we said we're talking about the Avod of Chodesh Tammuz. So we could see the Avod of Chodesh Tammuz, we read in the beginning of the Chodesh, Parshas Korach. It's the Chet of Kinna. That's the Yisoid. Al Koch, the Avodah of Chodesh Tammuz is to take the lead from Reuven and Ma Ben Benila Ben Chomi to be misaking the Midas HaGevura and to use it. You can't just, it's a Chodesh of Gevura. If it's a Chodesh of Gevura, we have to use the Midas HaGevura. You can't just ignore the Midas HaGevura and be a Mevatel Kinna. It has to be with the Koyach of Gevura. Yizgaber, the Ramban tells us the side of the Chodesh, Yizgaber al Yitzra, Yizgaber b'teira. Ahibin esayah ha'orein, the teira, the orein is the only way to break these midas. And to be misaken these midas, Yizgaber b'teira, Yizgaber al Yitzra, Yizgaber al midasov. The Aveda of the Chodesh is the tikkun of the midas. To be misaken our midas. The Novi tells us, "Her emes v'hasholim ehovu." Is in this parsha, Klal Yisrael argue with Moshe. Moshe emes v'serosei emes, and Aaron we know is oyev sholim v'roidev sholim. They were pogim in the midas ha'emes and in the midas ha'sholim. And the avodah from this chodesh, the Novi tells us in Zechariah, "Tzoyim horavi v'tzoyim achamishi." Yehofchu l'sasen u'l'simcha, the Gemara teaches the pasuk, Emosai when? Bizman sheyesh sholem, ha'emes v'asholem ehovu. Mele, that's the avodah of the Chodesh, ha'emes v'asholem ehovu. Chazal say in brachas, ein emes ela teira. Through avas ha'teira, and b'mezgabe in teira, we could come to the tikkun of the midas ha'sholem. B'mezak in the chet, which was the yisayd of chum beis ha'migdash, sheibonu beis ha'migdash m'hev yemeinu. Same thing with the same